USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is confirming special agents killed the terrorist in an attack on a North Texas synagogue. Special agent in charge, Matt DiSarno, telling reporters the terrorist became erratic during negotiations last Saturday at the congregation Beth Israel in Coffeyville. He also made multiple demands and threats. A student was shot on campus at Magruder High School in Montgomery County, Maryland, Friday afternoon. Interim Superintendent of Montgomery Public Schools, Dr. Montifa McKnight.
We also are concerned for the students and staff at Magruder High School. An incident like this can be extremely traumatic and make them feel vulnerable and unsafe. We will have a crisis management team at Magruder over the weekend and into next week to work with those who need help.
The victim was taken to a local hospital and is in serious condition. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Russian military is inching closer to Ukraine, and Republican members of the House and Senate are increasingly concerned about the risks of an action by President Biden. This as Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Russian counterpart on Friday, Blinken explaining the U.S. and its allies will meet any invasion with swift, severe, and a united response. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, adding,
"The last thing the American people want to see is a war that undermines any of our interest in Europe. So we need to continue to provide the Ukrainians the weapons they need to defend their own country, and we need to make it clear the sanctions and other economic and financial consequences Russia will face if they invade Ukraine again."
The FBI says it found a notebook where Brian Laundrie claims responsibility for killing Gabby Petito. Petito found dead in September, and Laundrie killed himself weeks later. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
A Southeast Texas federal judge is issuing a preliminary injunction against President Biden's COVID vaccine mandate. Judge Jeffrey Brown ruling Biden was abusing his authority by requiring federal workers to get the shot. He criticized the White House for issuing the order without congressional approval, while noting he believes people should get the inoculation. Biden's executive order was issued last September. Condolences continuing to come in after a musician passes away.
74-year-old Meatloaf died Thursday night with his wife by his side. He sat down with Dan Rather in 2016, presented by ML Concerts.
"My dad was a policeman, and I was born bright red. I stayed red, so the doctor suggested I should stay in the hospital a little bit longer. So he comes to the hospital dressed in his uniform, I guess, one day, and talks the nurses. He said, I'm doing the best Texas accent. My son looks like 4.5 pounds of ground chuck." So they made a card that goes in the front of the crib, and it said Meat.
The Grammy Award winner Meatloaf was born Marvin Lee Adey. Some reports Friday say Meatloaf may have died from COVID-19 complications. The family released this message: "From his heart to your souls, don't ever stop rocking." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.